this Sunday evening, 21st of May, at Golders Green Base of Medrash, for men and boys, 8:30 p.m. Mincha, followed by program Rabbi Ephraim Elior Shapiro. This week's Torahway has been sponsored by Alan and Bela Perrin in honor of the chasen of their son, Azaria to Leah Berger. She is Skyrim in Mr. Shem, Besimon Tov in Mazel Tov, B'Yom Revi, Yud Gimel 7th of June. Chof Heya'iya, 21st of May, Rabbi Sholem Be Sorotskin, Hilchas Shavuos.
Rashi says, "Aval onon mafsikim." The poshet pshat. Where are people? We have to stop for also for kriyishme and also for tefillah. If when Rashi explains the aval onon mafsikim, Rashi brings aval onu she mafsikim toyroseinu leumnuseinu kol shekein she nafsik letefillah. Let us repeat the Rashi clearly. Rashi means that our people, us who we stop, are learning for making parnasa, for our umnus. And because of that, we have to stop also for tefillah. If somebody will ask me how you have to write that Rashi, it says, Reb Shimon b'chaviru sheterosam umnusom, aval onu mafsikim, one had to say, we are people mafsik, we're not learning so good like Reb Shimon b'chaviru. It's not the point because we stop for to work. Because of that, we have to stop for davening. It has to be. Rav Shimon Chaveiro was a musik from Tirosam and Musom. You know, was such a smode. And they will be so involved with Torah day and night as they don't have to stop for tefillah. Over us, we're not so into learning like Rav Shimon Chaveiro as we have to stop for tefillah. But it seems, you see, Rashi says differently. Rashi says that onu mafsikin, should we people mafsik for our umnus, for our different business? Because of this, we have to mafsik with tefillah. We have to understand what the shaykh is for hilchas tefillah and for teros and umnus. What's the point if I stop for my other work? Or I'm stop not learning. What a shaykh to the gather of teros and umnus if I stop for different work or I don't stop for different work? Suppose to shaylet. And the MS, if we look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Tefillah, when the Rambam brings the din from Misha Terosu Yom Nusoy, he doesn't stop for Tefillah, he only stops for Krishna. He also says the same idea. Misha Terosu Yom Nusoy, ve'einoy bal meloche acheres klal. He doesn't say, he says, Ava Misha Terosu Yom Nusoy, I'm sorry, he said, Ava Misha Terosu Yom Nusoy, who's to, and it doesn't stop. Misha Terosu Yom Nusoy, ve'einoy bal meloche acheres klal. We see again, should also the Rambam, not only Rashi, when he wants to explain when is, we don't have to stop for tefillah, And what is the gather from Telosoy Umnosoy? He says, Telosoy Umnosoy ve'einoy bal meloche acheres klal. We also have been then again, we see the same idea. You can say Kubi was good, went good on the Gematria, it says Telosoy Umnosoy, ain't Telosoy Umnosoy. It doesn't go, we have to know what's the haloche from Telosoy Umnosoy. Be'emes, with another question, should we see in the Gemara we see in Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Samaches. The Gemara brings the din from Omar ibn Roy. Maniach ani kol umnuya sheboilom ve'einoy melamed bni elo tero. I'm leaving from teaching my sons all different umnus, and I'm only going to teach my son tero. Why the Gemara Mishnah brings down over there? Because every umnus is oimed odom when he can do the umnus, when he's young. Aval Teire is oimed also when he's old. You know, it's really old child that people ask, should we know, should we have another in Daf Lamed Aleph in Kiddushin, Sh'omar Rabbi Meir, Chayov Odom Lelamed Ez Bnoi Umnus. Bring down the Pasuk, Chayim in Isha Asher Oavto, Kishayim Sh'chayov Odom La'asi Ez Bnoi, Ka Chayov Lelamdoi Umnus. And in Be'emes, we know, Rebnu Roy, Hainu Rebner. Be'emes Rebnu Roy is the same person like Rebner. In one place we see, he says, Maniach ani kolum nu yoshev oilom, ve'en melamed bni elo toiho. And in one place we say, Chayev odom melamed is bnoi umus. We have to decide. Odom is a mitzvah to melamed umus. You have mchuy of the melamed umus to your son. Or you leave it and you be able to teach your son only Torah. As we know, Be'emes, it's two different hanogis in Klal Yisrael. We have the hanogis from Terosu Umnusoy, what we call Terosu Umnusoy, and we have the hanogis from Koyitzel B'Shatz Ktzire, Zireh B'Shatz Zireh, like, we have what we know, it says Terosu Umnusoy, they call it Reb Shimon V'Chavirov, Shutirosim Umnusom. The gather from Tirosim Umnusom, as Be'emes, to understand what it means, the gather from Tirosim Umnusom, what's Tirosim Umnusom? It's the one way it's Poitros and Aloche from stopping for davening. We see it's also Nafkimin and Aloche if you're Tirosim Umnusom. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, you know it from the army. You know, you get Tirosim Umnusom, but this we have to sign. But what's really Be'emes Tirosim Umnusom? As Be'emes, the Rambam and Ein Shmid are evil. The Rambam is a very famous Rambam, but we can learn the Rambam, we think this is the Pshat. The Rambam says, in the last Aloche, in Shmid of Hevel, V'lo yishev et Levi bilvad, elo kol ish v'ish michol bo yoyo, asher no dvo yruchu yoysoi v'evinu madoi, l'hibod elamu lifnei Hashem l'osorsoi, ulo ovdoi v'lo das es Hashem, והולך יושר כמו שעושה אלוהיקים, ופורק מעל צבור ראול חשבוינס הרבים, אשר ביקשו בני אודום. The Rambam is talking over here, and in that perek, and the Bnei Levi, שזה קושבוכו gave them Matnus Kuhune, and they're not allowed to have a Nachlo in Eretz Yisrael. All the halachos was they get from Bnei Levi, she doesn't have no, in, he says, Hashem הוא נחלוסוי, they get her from a Bnei Levi, she Levi, she, בזמן המקדוש, he didn't have a yeter to have no nachlo b'chlal. Avol HaMayla says like this. Avol it's not only Ben Levi, every person in Klal Yisrael, she got to the Dargo, she was mavdin himself to stand if Hashem lo'ovdi l'sholsoi, and he went straight kemo she'osor aloikim. As he says like this, ha'rezen is kadesh koidesh kodoshim, v'yi Hashem chelkoi v'nachlosoi lo'oilom u'lo'oil mi'olomim. A person, a filo Yisrael, he decided she's going to be like Ibn Levi and he's going to be the Kaddish himself. And the word he says, "Umaser umesir me'atzmoi oil cheshboin esorabim asher biknu miyodom." We have to understand what I mean. Umaser me'atzmoi oil cheshboin esorabim asher biknu miyodom. But it says, what's the point in the end? Shareizin is Kaddish Kodesh Kodoshim v'hi Hashem chelkoi v'nachlosei lo'ilom u'lo'il mi'olomim. And Rambam's ends the Vajra da Alocha. V'yizake loy bo'oilom hazeh dovo hamaspik loy for his parnose, כמו שזיקר לכהנים וללווים. הרי דובי דוימה, רשם מנס חלקי וכוי סייעת אותוי מחגורוני. Says the Rambam, should not only Ben Levi can get Chovdalad Matnis Kuhuna from that, Chedef Avodosoy, he lives. How he gets the Kohanim, how the Kohanim live, they don't have a Chedef Venachlo, they don't grow, they don't sell, they don't have no Nachla. The Korboch who gave, that Chedef Levi, the Korboch who gave Chovdalad Matnis Kuhuna. And says the Rambam, and it points it to Alocha, so if a guy gets to such a big darbi, you have to be in a very big darbi for that. And he bodel madoi la'amui lifnei Hashem. If you do that, really the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give you how to live, how to live. Aval, he's going to give you the parnosah, because you're sitting and learning in a way, and you mavdil yourself from all the world and mevad. As at that point, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give you the parnosa, like the Koyalim, she gets chelef avoidosom, they get for the avoidah, you're going to get for your learning. And we have to understand, just this is the darge from a Ben Levi. Not anybody can do it. You have to get in a darge from a Levi. And then, the man of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is misapik leidovor amaspik. It's another nekudah to know. So the Rambam says the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you dovor amaspik. It doesn't mean you become rich because of that. You only whatever you need for living. I mean, whatever, the least what you need, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives you whatever you need, not too much. Now the dovor amaspik l'avodosoy. Ava could be. Over here in this Rambam, we see the gather from terosoy umnusoy. Till now we understand terosoy umnusoy. What's terosoy umnusoy? He learned it all day long. He's learning. This is the daddy from Terosu and Musa. I'm telling you, I go in the army and it's wrong, but he signed for to get out from the army. He signed Terosu and Musa. He means he's Asik, his last week with Divrei Torah is all day long, he's in Torah. But the Rambam over here says a different thing. There's a way. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us two ways how to live. There's one way for the normal way. So a guy learns and he also works. He also does, and he has parnosa, he has umnus, he has the umnus, and from that umnus, he's in diamonds, in real estate, and from that, this is his umnus, from there he makes his parnosa. And there's another way to get parnosa, what? Terosoy umnusoy. The Torah also can be his umnus for parnosa. So like the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's my finance examiner, Kulon, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, also if you work in diamonds, you get the money from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says you have the regular derech. You work, you get your money, your food for that. And there's another way, you can go Teirosu Yomnusa, Teiro can be my umnus. It's like Ben Levi gets for his work in Bisamigdosh, he gets Chovdalad Magnus Kune. If you're going to be in the Dargah from Teirosu Yomnusa, as a person can get the Dargah, his Teiro is going to be umnus. From that, because of that, he's going to get his Parnosu. And when we talk in Halochah, and the Indian from Tirosu Yom Nusoy, so let's say we want to say his potter from Kriyishme, his potter from Chile, we have to get a guy, she's holding the matzev, he wants to be his parnosis from the Torah. It doesn't mean she's going to get a shtela and get him a salary. It doesn't mean. It means Tirosu Yom Nusoy, she's, in this one, she was mavdil himself from the word like Ibn Levi, the Kodesh Baruch Hu can give you the parnosis, derech limud the Torah. If you know the Torah, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is promising you, she is sapikloy Hashem, dover amaspikloy. But when they gather Teirosu Umnusu, why we call it Teirosu Umnusu? Because his Torah, this is his umnus to get the parnosa. Some people, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it from diamonds. Some people, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it because you sit and learn. This is your umnus. This is how you're going to get from the Kodesh Baruch Hu your parnosa. Aval, if we want to know if somebody's in this gather from Teirosu Umnusu or not, what's the biggest hafkoy? What's the biggest why you're not in Teirosu Umnusoy? If you have a different umnus, if you're doing a different work, it shows you straight, you're not planning to be in the Dargah of the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give you the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give you your parnosa from Teirosu, because if you were, or you were being that matzah from the Teirosu Umnusoy, you didn't have to work. The gather of Teirosu Umnusoy is to find out if you're in Teirosu Umnusoy, the way to see it, you're not over there, it's if you have a different umnus. If you have a different humus, in Mele, the whole gather from the aloche, shall mafsik in the krishma, bein mafsik in the tfilo, this is, you have to be the way, this the gather. Like the Rambam says, yaspik lo idovar Hashem, amaspik lo la'avadoso, this is your humus. Yeah? As for that, you have to be in that dagger. You have to be in that way. How do you know if you did that? It can be the biggest master. Running 14 hours a day, 16 hours a day. But if you have a different parnosa, as I mentioned, now you turn lost your nusi. This together from Allah, you turn lost your nusi. Don't ask me how many people learned. Oh, if you don't learn, you can't stand screaming and turn lost your nusi. I mean, you have to be a guy sitting learning day and night. It's only Rav Shimon and Chaver of Ozeichet to the Dagi. I mean, it says Rav Shimon and Chaver of Shetirosa and Nusa and the Ozeichet to the Dagi. Oh, well, I said, this is the Nekuda from Terosso Umnusso. As to know if you're not a Terosso Umnusso, if you have a different Umnus. I remember, could be this the Pshat and Rashi. We asked in Rashi, and in the Shabbos of Yudalef, Rashi says, Aval Onon Mafsikin, and Rashi said, Aval Onu She Mafsikin Terosseinu Lu Umnusseinu, Kolon She Kenin She Nafsik Tzvile. We said again, the Rashi, we asked why Rashi said we're stopping for Umnus. Stop, we have to say, we're not learning so good. Well, we have to say, Mafsikin Terosseinu Lu Umnusseinu. Aval Afi, the Gedr, we say now, She Terosso Umnusso is the Pchine, from you need dagger like this from Shimon Chaverov, the Yisoy Michan the Kodesh for your parnas, the Kodesh gives you because you toil as your umnos. As a male, if you Rashi says, "Aval onos shemafsikin terosenu musenu," we ain't sitting without a parnas. This is the raya. Should we not in that din in that aloche shemafsikin mekhish mebein mafsikin betfilo? Because why? Because we have a different umnos. And that the Rambam says. Also, we asked the Rambam the same question. Aval onos shemafsikin terosenu lumnusenu. As Rambam says, what is to Mishu to Rossi Umnusoi? The Enoi Bal Meloch Acheres Klal. We asked, what's the Enoi Bal Meloch Acheres Klal? What comes in over here? Because the Rambam says, the Nekuda from Tirosi Umnusoi, to get to that Pchina from Tirosi Umnusoi, is he has to have a Pchina, this is the way I want to get the Parnosa. My Umnus, the Tiyu is my Umnus, I want to get the Parnosa, but Yaspik Lo Hashem Dover Amaspik Lo Lavidosoi from Tiyu. But if I have a little Meloche, we can't see the dag here from Terosu Umnus. It's not going to go into the aloche. As the Rambam, when he brings down the aloche from Terosu Umnus, Rambam says, Terosu Umnus, the enemy bal meloch acheres klal. You need dag here from you want to get the pranosu from that nekude from Terosu Umnus. As the Emes, there's the same question we asked of Rabbi Roy before. We asked Rabbi Roy, he said, Rabbi Roy, Heiner and Meir, how one place Rabbi Roy says, Chayev Odom Alam Lo Yizmui Torah. The person is Mechuyiv, because he says the Pasuk, Rechaynin Isha Asher Oavto. And the other place we say is, Shereben Roi says, Maniach Ani Kolum Nio Shem Oilom Ve'em Alam Et Bni Yelo Toiro. Nala Ve'al Ni Yelo Toiro. As what's the Nekud in that? As it's exactly the same idea. Rabbi Roi says, the usually thing, for sure, everybody is Mechuyiv to Malam Et Bni Yomnus. You're Mechuyiv to Malam Et Bni Yomnus. Because without having an Umnus, you can't live, you be listing. You have to, the halacha is, you have to melamed b'no yumnus, because without that you're not going to have parnasa. Your son's not going to have parnasa. It can be listing, chas v'sholem. But Rabbi Roy said, by me, my son, I'm going to try to teach him your umnus, he's going to have parnasa. What's my umnus? Teirosa yumnus. He's going to be in a way, she, the Torah is going to be in that dagger from teirosa yumnus. But we have, and it's not a stira to that din, she chayev odom melamed b'no yumnus. Lam is mutira. As you have, it's because it's BMS, because one Chayv Odom Lam is Mnoi Umnus, it's Mukhuyev. But I choose that Umnus, and this the Umnus, this is Terosu Umnus. This is the Horeh of the Pshat, and what Rashi says, what the Rambam says, and we praise it from BMS. And this is what Rambam says also, when we look at the Rambam, it says, Mishi, Nesoy Libu, Ilam, Yifnei Hashem, V'lohosir, Ma'olov, Oil cheshboim misagabim asher bikshu bnei odom. A lot of people asking this Rambam, what's oil cheshboim misagabim asher bikshu bnei odom? But this is the Nekuda. Rambam trying to say that Terosu Umnusoi, as he said, if the person is taking from us all, from himself, oil cheshboim misagabim asher bikshu bnei odom, he's taking off from himself the dagger from Parnose, and he's only putting himself on Torah. Yeah? And he made it then as the gather from Terosu Umnusoi. If you don't have a dead chin and dead gather from Terosu Umnusoi, as the halacha dikagdore from Terosu Umnusoi, is the person really Terosu Umnusoi. He wants to get from the Torah his parnosah. But if he's not going to give that gather, and the afkor for that gather, if he has a different melacha, if he doesn't have a different melacha, he could still be in that gather for the Rosh Hashanah. But he could be the biggest masmid. But if he has a different melacha, he's not in the pchina from the halacha from the Rosh Hashanah. This is the way from the halacha. We have another 5 minutes. I only want to say a maize from somebody from Ardor. I'm talking about a regular Ingman, a senior to Shalom. I'm willing to tell anybody his name, a poshet. I know everybody knows the maize from the Megala Amukis. Everybody knows that maize, a famous maize from the Megala Amukis. No? Then I have to have 15 minutes. I have 15 minutes? No, okay. I want to tell you Kotzer Maise from Ingman in Yisrael. The guy, I'm going to say it very short, but I hold it MS Kiddush Hashem. Ingman, when he was 20 years old, he lived in Kibbutz Yagur. Kibbutz Yagur is a kibbutz near Haifa. This is the place, Shalom Aleinu, in Klal Yisrael, the guy, the Megadli Dover Acher. In Yisrael, this is the place, the Mamash Megadli Dover Acher. You understand, this guy didn't have no shaykhis to Yiddishkeit, no shaykhis to nothing, didn't know what Shabbos, Yom Kippur, mamish gomisht. When he was 20, we're talking in the story from 20 years ago, not like 50, I'm talking about stories today, but I'm talking about a story what happened 20 years ago, 18 years ago, something like this. When he was 21, he walked one day in the kibbutz, and he saw 3 pieces of paper on the floor. He picked it up, and the story was a hich neshameh. It was the Agdome from the Mesilas Yishon. The Yotzer from the Mesilas Yishon is dead now. He picked up, it was the Sefer, the Agdome. He read the Agdome. And he didn't give him a nuchah. Lemay say, from reading that Agdome from the Mesilas Yishon, the guy became a Balchuga. I told him afterwards, I read it 100 times, it didn't do me nothing. I don't know why. By him, and one time he did it. This is Mesilas effect. By me, he did it by him. The mice, he was going on in the streets, he didn't know how to be about Shuva Fir. He started to learn Rambam from the beginning till the end. He knew Rambam by heart, Mamish in a half year, he knew Rambam by heart. He was sitting over there trying to be Melanie Yid, Rav Shneim Klofler, Yid Tamit Chochem, and I saw her on the street, and he saw a guy with jeans, with a long hair. I was talking, you know, with Rambam back and forth. The guy he saw his episode over there. As he took him to learn in the Koyel and Bismayer, the Koyel and Bet Meir, she learned to go home once a week for Shabbos. The whole week in the Koyel and the go. When he brought him to the Koyel, the only in the light told him, crazy, you bring me a guy with a long hair over here with jeans, what were you not? Now, when he fought with everybody, and the Maise, the guy steigt and steigt with Tuyre, I'm telling the Metzias from, I met him the first time, 6 years after that, I'm talking about 15 years ago, Berach, 10 years ago, I don't remember exactly the dates. The guy knew already Bavu, Yerushalmi, Tisefte, Safri, Safro, Balbe. Mamish, the guy knew Kola Tira Kula. And Mamish is a very normal person. Abal Vayi Ayoim. It was, I sat over there, Shkoy Lishahu, I came into the Koyo over there. I sat over there for one month. After that, I saw the guy didn't Mamish Banius Neroi, didn't have beds in his house, if you will. A bed he didn't have in his house. Mamish, no, Mamish is kid, he had kids sick, he had asthma. Mamish, he didn't have nothing. I went to America, going to the Koyla, I said, I saw somebody, you know, when I have in Geman, I'm Yuchad in Geman, you can't see in 5, 6 years, you remember people learning 40 years, 50 years, Alvain 50 years. You call it Peter Kula, Yosha Varofuch. You want to make yourself a woman? The guy told me a treat noy. First night, should not have no shutfim. He's going to hold him up. He's going to marry his kid, he's going to buy dearest for his kid, everything he has, this first night. Second night, she nobody know who is he. And third night, she also the person is machzik, that being a man, is not going to know his name. Three times.
What was the
second? The man is machzik, he's not going to know who's machzik him also.
So what was the second one?
Nobody's going to know. Not only that, your man, nobody's going to know from it. This was, I'm telling him, I said, he gave me $2,500 for the first month. It was Erev. Yom Kippur, I came back to Yisrael, I gave him money for Yom Kippur. The Ingman was very happy. Mamish, the Gatsi Mishpocha, Boch Hashem, he's fine. In the Suder, he's new, he's Minogi Chazunish, Shebe Emes, there's no problem to make his Sachov as woman. As he took the $2,500. The Mice, I'm making the long story short, Rosh Chodesh Ches, when I go to the Koyel back, The guy called me $2,500 back. I decided I'm not doing it. His name is Eitan Blatt. This guy is called Kodesh Kodosh. Man. And my mind said, he gave me $2,500 back. I asked him, what happened? So I told you the answer. Till now, every day, I daven b'dimoyes for parnasa for tomorrow. For this day, every day I daven for parnasa, no chamol, no chamol, no chamol. Me and my wife and my kids. We know we don't have lechem lechol, pshutikim b'shmoyen home. We daven. A minute I got it, I lost my shtayin and davenin. I lost my shtayin and davenin. And my lifetime is also, she may learn this differently. I lost my kesher with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I had to daven every day, poshut to have parnasa, because my kids not going to be able to eat. And poshut, I lost my shtayin, it doesn't work for me. And also my learning, it said like, my shnayim ruchim batalis looked under. My stories, the beginning said, odom ki yomus boyel, and after yomus came, and she made me sat simul leo. The mind said, I lost it. I told him, Rabbi Eitan, you can't leave it up, man, don't matter, it's for whole life, for your kids, for dearest, for everything, you don't give it up like this. So I told him, that's my wife and I'm Mohan also, because after we had the $2,500, we bought whatever we need, clothes, this for $2,000, more after we have extra $500, what we can do with it? When she heard she said this word, she said, I don't want it. If I have a pin, if an extra $500, what they do with it, there's no shaykh to me, I don't want it. And the man said, he was fighting me and I tried to fight with him. And the Yevdechab, he's a masmich, he's a masmich, he's a masmich, day and night. The only shaykhs I had with him to help him, every Wednesday afternoon, he talks to his parents, his five parents. And he doesn't have no shaykhs to him. What I did for his ruchni is every night he came a quarter hour before he talked to his parents, he wanted to know what the talk, what the night from this week. Because when he talks to his parents, you know what's going on. As he asked what they talk about, from and not from, as I did this, my chelik. From a quarter to seven to seven, I explained what to talk with parents, what was the news this week. This was like, and when I said, we didn't have a prayer, I didn't have a prayer, I didn't want to give up from this guy. And I decided, he has a rov, Ramakal Erlbach, in Tel Aviv. He's going to listen to him. So the man said, I called Ramakal Erlbach, and I told Ramakal Erlbach, Harav. Man, I have a guy who's willing to hold him, his kids, his family, everything. He can't be mevater. As the words he told me, "Badargi sheli v'shelcha." In my dargi, in your dargi, you're right. In his dargi, you're not right. But I say, you didn't take it. The guy gave everything. If you want from Musa, from Aich, he was Zeiche, Schad Ledore, from Tirosu and Musa.
I see it. Called it out already, no? Called it out.